Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're also live on Twitter at PDESPN, at Todd Burlidge as well. Now going to welcome in the host of Texans TV, Drew Doherty. No relation, spelled differently. But still, solid last name. How you doing, Drew?
I'm good. We probably go way back to the island some place, 2 centuries. It's good Irish name, right?
I couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so as we look at the Texans game over the weekend, the defense, I mean, is there a better player right now playing defense than Jadeveon Clowney? That interception he made, I don't think anybody else in the NFL can make.
I'll put an asterisk by that. J.J. Watt could make that,
yeah,
but
true.
He's on the sidelines right now. But yeah, you're absolutely right on, man. He's playing the way the Texans envisioned he could play when they drafted him first overall. And for those of us who've been around the team, we've seen this capability. We've seen that he's able to do it. But he just was injured his first 2 years. He didn't have the chances. But he's really put it together and put together a great season. And if folks, I think people don't get a chance, or people that kind of judged him and thought he wasn't really producing, were just looking at the stat lines in the past,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't put up the impressive stats. He gets the tackles for loss, but he hasn't had the sacks, et cetera. But I mean, if you watch him play on a week-in, week-out basis, he is just as disruptive as they come. And there's at least 2, 3, and sometimes 4 players on the offense accounting for him when they block him.
Talking to Drew Doherty, host of Texans TV. Okay, so now the fun really starts. Now you get to go to New England as about a 15-16-point underdog here. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was an early season meeting. I believe the Patriots won that 27-0. So what is the mood of the team? I mean, is it just kind of, let's just go give it a whirl? Is there any sort of formula that you can come up with that they can hang in here in this game?
Yeah, I mean, the formula is you got to play clean. What killed them in week 3 is they turned the ball over 3 times. They fumbled away 2 kickoffs. Inside their own 20. So you can't do that against New England. It doesn't matter if it's Jacoby Brissett or Tom Brady. So stay clean, and that's actually something they've done over the last 6 games. In 5 of those last 6 contests, they've been either even or positive in the turnover differential category. Now, on the season, they were horrible. They were -7. That was tied for 26th worst in the league. But you know, they turned it on at the end, and they've really been cleaner with the football and haven't turned it over, and they've been getting interceptions and fumbles and whatnot. They had 3 picks the other night against the Raiders, and they didn't turn the ball over. So they got to keep doing that. That's the very first thing. And then you got to make some plays on offense. You got to make some big plays on offense and get some points and do it there. But it's above all else, you got to play clean, and you got to play aggressive.
When you look at the offense, Brock Osweiler didn't play bad against the Raiders. Again, the Raiders really weren't able to get to him quite a bit, but I didn't think he looked very crisp in the passing game. I did see today that Savage is out of concussion protocol. Bill O'Brien's already named Osweiler the starter for this weekend. Do you think that holds up this week, or is there any chance that Savage gives it a run to be the potential starter, or do we see him at all this weekend?
Well, he's not going to start. Savage will not start. But, I mean, I think if things were just to go to hell in a handbasket, yeah, you might see him coming in. But, I think Osweiler's the guy. He played well. It was a good game for him. You got to remember, in the second half, they were playing keep away. I mean, they ran the ball 44 times, so he wasn't throwing the ball at all. DeAndre Hopkins didn't have any catches in the second half, so they weren't going to put the ball in the air and give the offense of the Raiders a chance just because they had him on the ropes. They knew that Connor Cook wasn't going to bring these guys back. So you got to kind of put an asterisk by it in some regards there. But first half, he played pretty well. You know, he did what they needed him to do, and that's kind of what you're going to see. I mean, I don't think anybody's job is totally safe as far as the quarterback spot goes if something bad were to happen. But, you know, this is Osweiler's game to start out.
Drew, we're up here in Notre Dameville. I wanted to get a quick take from you on the job that Will Fuller has done. I believe 47 receptions, 635 yards, a couple TDs. Is he living up to the billing, the first-round billing that he came with when he was drafted by Houston?
Yeah, they loved him, what he did early. He just had a hamstring injury, and he missed a game or two, had to play through it, and you guys know better than anybody, you know, one of the things that sets him apart, it's not the only part of his game, because that's not why the Texans only took him, but one of the things that sets him apart is his speed, and he wasn't able to use it in that middle chunk of the season. But he's kind of come back and done some really nice things. He started out like gangbusters, I mean, 200-yard games, and, you know, start things off. So they like what he can do. You got to remember, when you get ready for the draft as a rookie, you know, as a guy coming into the league, you're training a little differently. And so they're really excited about what he's going to do once the offseason starts and all that conditioning starts to happen, and being able to be around the team the whole offseason, the whole spring, the whole summer, mm-hmm. As opposed to last year. Because, yeah, I mean, they know his capabilities. And you got to remember also, Brian Kelly, Bill O'Brien, they went to the same high school. They weren't there at the same time, but they went to the same high school. They know each other well. They're friendly. I talked to Kelly on draft night last year in Chicago, and he was really excited about it because he's like, this guy can transform an offense. And we saw glimpses of that. It's just a matter of staying healthy. And I think a lot of that is just, you know, having some bad luck injury-wise and then, you know, being a rookie.
Once again, we're joined by Drew Doherty, the host of Texans TV, as we're talking. Houston Texans will be taking on the New England Patriots. Do you see any possible way that the defense can carry them through this game, that they can find a way to really knock Tom Brady off what makes him Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, the defense is going to have to be huge. It might not be a matter of intercepting Tom Brady because very few people did that this year. I think two people did it. It's more going to be a matter of, you know, stripping the ball, get some fumbles elsewhere, because the Texans have got to get the ball back, get some opportunities. But yeah, the defense must come up big. It must play better against the run than it did the first time. They had 180 some yards with LeGarrette Blount and company back in week three, and there's no chance you're going to beat the Patriots if they're doing that. It was kind of the same thing. They were playing keep away in the second half of that game, much the same way the Texans were playing keep away second half of this game. So yeah, if the Texans are going to win, they've got to get a huge performance out of their defense, which is what the defense has been doing the second half of the season.
Once again, Drew Doherty, the host of Texans TV, joining us here on the Homestretch ESPN Radio 102.7. Appreciate it, Drew. We'll talk to you in the near future, my man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you. When you look at this game, Todd, there's really, I mean, it's nice to know you. Sorry that you had to go to New England and take the trip because you're going to come home a loser. There's no way that Houston, I mean, Tom Brady would have to play the worst game in his career. He's so good against the pressure. You look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, he really showed against the blitz how good he was.
Right.
Tom Brady's the same way. He gets the ball out so fast that you can't really rush him, and that offensive line is pretty good. They got a good running game. I don't see any way that Houston goes in there, especially with Brock Osweiler or Savage. They just don't have a good quarterback, and not one that can go win you a game. And that's what we found you need in the NFL. You need a quarterback that's going to go win a game for you.
It's why I brought Drew on today, because I knew we wouldn't need him next week.
That's okay. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Nice, but yeah, indeed. Just the Patriots are, I don't know what would have to happen. I suppose an injury to Tom Brady, and that probably wouldn't even do the trick for Houston to have much of a chance. I did appreciate the way Houston played. Obviously, a depleted Oakland team. Connor Cook making his first career start in the NFL in a playoff environment on the road against the league's number one defense. That's why I appreciated your question to Drew there. Is there any way this defense can do enough to at least keep Houston in the game? I don't think it's possible, but certainly if they were going to, that would be the formula they would have to go with.
Well, and I'll be honest, they have one of the craziest linebackers in the game in Cushing. That guy just scares me. Just looking at him makes me have nightmares. He is a scary individual. And if they had J.J. Watt, maybe they could find a way to create enough pressure to somewhat slow down.
Disrupt,
but
yeah.
They're not going to beat New England at New England. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be outdoors, most likely cold, frigid, snowy conditions. And Osweiler just does not play well in that environment. I know he had some success in Denver, but he's been bad this year. And I could even see Savage playing the second half. It's not going to matter. It really will not matter in this football game. And kind of to finish off this note, with Will Fuller. I've actually been a little disappointed. His numbers are okay for a rookie, but I thought Will Fuller, based on what he did his last year at Notre Dame, he was going to come onto this scene and just be amazing. Now, I do know he's been hampered a little bit with injury, but I have not seen the breakaway Will Fuller. Now, granted, it's college in the NFL. I get that. And he's a rookie. He's going to figure it out. But I thought he would be a little bit better. That's just my opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.